CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I have Melanie Cutting with me today. So it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Hello.
So did you get a chance to go to the movies this week?
I did.
Okay.
Yesterday, actually. Mm-hmm. I made a point of going to see the... I'm pretty sure it's the one English movie that's currently playing at the Maison de Cinema, which I haven't seen. And it's not my favorite genre, being a horror film.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
But it has gotten stellar reviews.
Hmm.
And it was, in fact, a very good horror movie.
Hmm.
And it was horrific, not in the sense of monsters and things. It's mm-hmm. kind of a modern horror movie called The Invisible Man.
Oh, okay.
And it's obviously a reboot of The Invisible Man, which has been made many times in many ways. I think the first, possibly the first movie version of The Invisible Man goes back to 1933.
Wow.
Yeah. And we always think of a very big guy wearing kind of a slouch-brimmed hat
mm-hmm.
and having his face wrapped in bandages and a giant trench coat, and he's the Invisible Man.
Mm-hmm.
And when he undoes the bandages from his face, of course, there's no face there. But anyway, that's the old Invisible Man. The new Invisible Man is quite different. And it is an excellent and very scary movie, but scary in a modern way, because the what's happening in the movie is that the husband of our main character,
mm-hmm.
Who is played by the always wonderful Elizabeth Moss, is psychopathically jealous,
mm-hmm.
and she has she is married to him, but is desperate to leave, and one night sneaks out of the house could be a character in the film. It is kind of mostly cinder block.
Oh.
And it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And just really a scary house. He's a scientist, needless to say.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also a control freak, and he has been controlling his brother for many years, and more recently he's been controlling his wife for fewer years. It's a little unclear how long they've been married, but not very long.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't stand it, so off she goes, and she in fact does make her getaway, although it's a bit tense there for a while. She gets away and ends up staying at a friend's home. And her sister is part of the plot as well. They essentially, it's kind of, well, I need a safe place to stay. I can't stay at my sister's because my husband knows that. That's the mm-hmm. first place he'd go looking. But within a short while, the sister comes to visit and to say that, in fact, the husband has committed suicide and he's dead.
Hmm.
So... the joy, her name is Cecilia. Cecilia's joy is short-lived, though, because it becomes evident within a short period of time that he, if he's dead, he's come back from the dead to haunt her, or if he's not dead, if he has faked his death, he's still come back to haunt her and make her life totally miserable, which he does. And, I'm not going to get into great detail about the plot. That's the basics, but the scenes are wonderful. The music is scary. It's not in black and white, but it might be in black and white just because of the way it's like film noir.
Mm-hmm.
And the themes are, of course, we were discussing this in the car. The themes are revenge and marital abuse. Things along those lines. So, my recommendation is don't bring your children. And funny story, we walked into the theater and went to the wrong theater. Oh, my husband misread the ticket. So we went off to theater number 11. And the place was packed with kids, you know, like 4 or 5 year old kids and their parents. And I said, after a few minutes of sitting there and trying to figure out why are they all here for this scary movie? And then we rechecked the tickets and we were in the wrong theater. So we packed up before the movie actually began and went into the right theater, which had a much smaller number of people in the theater, but they weren't like tiny little kids. So that was a good thing. In any event, it's worth a look-see, and especially if you happen to be a fan of the principal player Elizabeth Moss. I said she's always good. She plays the lead character in The Handmaid's Tale for the past however long they've been making, at least 2 seasons now, and she's great. She's a little bit understated, and she's certainly not classically beautiful, but she has a really good job. She's a fine actress, and she's well supported. There is, of course, quite a lot of violence in the movie, so be prepared. this little spoiler alert. There is a dog in the movie. The couple have a dog named Zeus, who is a kind of a Weimar, kind of a dog that is would be considered a bit of a not the most easygoing of dogs. Mm-hmm. Nothing happens to the dog.
Oh, just that's good.
Feel free, go to the movie, say, "Oh, look, there's a dog," and bear in mind that it all goes well for the dog. Not so much for some of the other people in the movie, but the dog comes out on top. So that's the movie that I saw. And I say I would recommend it for people who like kind of classy horror movies and who happen to like Elizabeth Moss. There's no one else in the movie, by the way, who's anyone I've ever heard of. So it's her. She's the star power. And the other people are good, but they're not people that you might have heard about or read about, very likely. Other movies still there at the Maison de Cinema in English. Sonic the Hedgehog, which I spoke about last week, and is essentially a kid's movie, but there are some quite funny bits that adults will appreciate. So you have a movie, I guess I call it a family movie, because you can go there with children, and they will enjoy things on their level, and the adults will enjoy some of the humor, which is really on an adult level. So that's there, and it's good. Another movie which is playing in English. Oh, you know what? There are no other movies currently, but you'll be hearing this on Friday, so I will talk to you about movies that are opening on Friday. There's a few movies that are essentially gone. The one is that wonderful art movie called Botero, which was there for about 2 weeks, and now it's either gone or on its way. Some French movies. The movie L'Amour, which was supposed to be in English, and they say it's in French. It was only in French, and that never appeared in English, and now it's gone. So Liam Neeson is kind of wasted. And The Call of the Wild is still there in both languages. And that's a movie that I saw as well last week. And by no means a perfect movie, but there's a lot to look at. And the story about a man, kind of a sad man, played by Harrison Ford, and his dog, Buck. It's engrossing. Yeah, I think what I mentioned last week was it was a little disconcerting to have so much CG in the dog. The dog was kind of like an animatronic dog, partly a real dog. It's very well done, but it's like, you know what, this dog has too many human emotions. So bear that in mind. But I would say yes, it's worth a look-see, especially if you like adventure movies, and if your kids are maybe not little kids, but mm-hmm. Preteens and teenagers might enjoy it. So that's what's there currently, and we'll be there for a bit. In terms of what is beginning on Friday of this week, which is perhaps when you're listening to this, there's two movies starting in English. One is a Disney Pixar film called Onward, and also getting very good reviews. I mean, it's hard to go too wrong with Pixar. They just make good movies. They're well made. They have something for everybody. They have humor for adults. They have adventure for kids. And this one's doing very, very well. It's beginning today here, but reviewers have already been to see it, and they're giving it a thumbs up. This is another of those movies that bring your kids, and you stay too, because you'll enjoy it. And another movie, as I mentioned, in English, is called The Assistant. And this is one of those movies which has been, again, getting very, very good reviews. And it's gone to, it's kind of an award winner at various film festivals. But, and this is one of those situations where you have audiences and critics totally at opposite poles with this movie.
Oh, that's interesting.
Critics love it. Mm-hmm. It's getting 90% on what they call the tomato meter.
Mm-hmm.
and just The Invisible Man, by the way, got a 91%.
Mm-hmm.
So it was also a big hit with the critics, but it was almost as big a hit with the audiences. The Assistant, on the other hand, 90%. From critics, 23%.
Oh, no.
From the audience. So
what a huge difference.
Yeah, it is mm-hmm. huge. It's always kind of interesting to see how that that works.
Mm-hmm.
And it's described as a withering critique of workplace harassment and systemic oppression.
Mm.
So this is obviously a pretty popular theme these days in the era of Me Too.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like I think almost any films. I'm watching a TV series called The Morning Show, which is on kind of just this. It's mm-hmm. the whole thing about inequality at work mm-hmm. and the treatment of women at work. So this will be one that I will very likely go and see. And maybe I'll be in one of those, the audiences, the 23% people of audience members who really didn't like it. I don't know. We shall see. The person who stars as in the title role, the assistant, is a young actress who I have only ever seen in a Netflix series called Ozark. And her name is Julia Garner. She looks to be in her 20s. She's kind of, she looks frail looking. She's very thin.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in Ozark. She has a, you know, kind of a principal role, and she's terrific. And apparently she is as good, if not better, in this movie, The Assistant. So more on that when I've had a chance to see it. And this is what's happening in terms of the film. I'll give you a quick little review. It says The Assistant follows one day in the life of Jane, who's played by Julia Garner, a recent college graduate and aspiring film producer who has landed her dream job as a junior assistant to a powerful entertainment mogul. This should be sounding familiar already.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's now thinking, oh, Harvey Weinstein. Her day is much like any other assistant's, making coffee, changing the paper in the copy machine, etc., etc. But as Jane follows her daily routine, she and we grow increasingly aware of the abuse that insidiously colors every aspect of her workday, an accumulation of degradations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, very topical, apparently extremely well acted, and likely to be up there in the Academy Award area next year.
Yeah.
Except
mm-hmm.
again, the audiences just really don't like it.
Yeah, such a difference. It's amazing sometimes, isn't it?
It's also not a very long film.
Okay.
The runtime is only 87 minutes.
Oh, that's
as compared to many other films, which are in the 2 hour plus range, which Invisible Man was, by the way. It was more than 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But you were on the edge of your seat for most of that 2 hours.
Good thing or bad thing.
Yeah. So that's what's, if it's Friday, then that's what's happening. We have The Assistant is new, and the Pixar film Onward is new.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of movies that are still there in English, as I mentioned. The one that I just saw, The Invisible Man, and Sonic the Hedgehog, and The Call of the Wild.
Okay.
So there are movies to be seen downtown. And again, I highly recommend that you take advantage of the fact that this movie theater, in particular, the bigger cinema, Cinemanif, in towards Rock Forest, they have far fewer English language movies. In fact, for a while there, they kind of had none, and now they're starting to understand that maybe this is a good idea. But the little downtown, it's not so little. The downtown theater is the best deal in town. You can see a movie for $7 if you buy a book of tickets. The tickets last forever. And I think for students, it's probably even less than the $7.
Okay.
So, nice way to spend an evening or a Sunday afternoon, especially if it's miserable outside. And so many of our days have been miserable. Recently.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's it for me.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.